Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. One way that the U.S. government tries to hold down rising consumer prices is by encouraging foreign governments, central banks, investors, and businesses to hold U.S. dollars in treasury debt. When foreigners hold U.S. dollars, that effectively serves as an interest-free loan to the U.S. government. With a wider demand to hold U.S. treasury debt, that helps hold down the interest rate paid by the federal government. But foreign demand for dollars and treasury debt is falling. In the Bretton Woods Agreement in 1944, the U.S. dollar was fixed to the price of gold, and most world currencies were pegged to the dollar. That established the U.S. dollar as effectively the world's reserve currency. Until 1971, foreign central banks could send dollars back to the U.S. government to convert them into physical gold. Because of this option, most foreign central banks actually preferred to hold dollars instead of gold in their reserves. In 1971, U.S. dollars peaked at about 85% of all central bank reserves. But in August that year, then-President Nixon temporarily closed the gold exchange window to central banks. Demand for central banks to hold dollars in their reserves has generally been falling ever since. By the year 2004, U.S. dollars in treasury debt only made up 66.5% of global central bank reserves. By the second quarter of 2019, the percentage had fallen further, down to 61.6%. In September 2019, the Federal Reserve began a multi-trillion dollar program of injecting liquidity into the 24 primary trading partner banks of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. At the time, Liberty Coin Service predicted that this action would ramp up inflation of the money supply and lead central banks to continue to reduce their holdings of dollars. That is exactly what has happened over the past 30 months. By the second quarter last year, dollars in treasury debt made up only 59% of global central bank reserves. Unfortunately, the value of the dollar is destined to fall as this percentage continues to decline. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.